This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Harbor Beach Schools made a heartfelt announcement on their Facebook page over the weekend, revealing the postponement of the senior parade. This decision stems from the recent and tragic loss of a parent within the senior class. In a display of empathy, the school administration opted to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this challenging period. Currently, the rescheduled date and time remain pending, underlining the necessity for adaptability from both the Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The student support team, located in the school counselor's room, will be available all week to assist students or staff needing help or a quiet space. Feel free to reach out to any team member, including the counselor, two school social workers, and the SHC therapist. In a swift adjustment to ongoing renovations, the Meade Township Hall meeting has been rescheduled and relocated. As construction continues to revamp the township's administrative hub, Tuesday's scheduled gathering of the Board of Trustees will now take place at the Kindy Fire Department Hall. Residents and stakeholders are urged to mark their calendars for this important community event, set to commence at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. And we will be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for a free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agra Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Bureau of Aging, MDHHS for short, Community Living and Supports is seeking proposals to provide services to prevent elder and vulnerable adult abuse. Eligible applicants include local units of government, nonprofits, tribes, and colleges and universities that provide prevention services to populations at risk of elder or vulnerable adult abuse. MDHHS works to ensure that all people at risk of elder or vulnerable adult abuse have access to preventive services by implementing evidence-based tools and continuous quality improvement systems to enhance laws and regulations to protect our most vulnerable population. Applications must include proposals that fall within one or more of six defined areas. Priority will be given to applicants that ensure the plan equitability addresses the needs of all Michigan's older adults, especially those with the greatest economic and social needs. This includes older adults of various races and ethnicities, veterans, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community, adults with disabilities, older adults living with HIV, AIDS, Native Americans, refugees, and those with limited English proficiency. Despite pro-Palestinian protests roiling some U.S. college campuses this spring, graduation ceremonies are going off largely peacefully so far. Only about 30 students at Duke University stood up against comedian and pro-Israel entertainer Jerry Seinfeld, who received an honorary doctorate Sunday. The vast majority of the 7,000 students there took no overt action as the crowd let out a mix of cheers and boos. At Emerson College in Boston, some students took off their graduation robes and left them on stage. A few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters tried to block access to Sunday evening's commencement for Southern California's Pomona College. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. The temperature is currently 63 degrees, wind speeds are fairly calm, and the humidity is at 80%.